This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball. 16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner. Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short. No good. Rebound stuck up. And in. In. At the buzzer. Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six. 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Locked on the play.
Wow.
Locked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bogdan's up one. Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And scoresbroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing open. Open player, Brandewee, bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Anna. We've got a good contest for you tonight between the homestanding Anna Rockets and the visiting Rushi Raiders. Fine girls contest in the Shelby County Athletic League. Both teams come into this game with overall marks of 10-8 on the year, and a 7-3 in SCAL play. Rushi 6-3. The contest is essentially for a real good shot at second place in the league standings at the end of the season. Rushi's got Bodkins and Fort Laramie left. Anna has just Bodkins remaining after this game. The first matchup between the two, Rushi rallied from double digits down, got within one at the close, lost at home to Anna by a score of 45-44. These two clubs coming on like gangbusters, Chuck. Each starts two seniors, a junior, and two ninth graders. A lot of youth, developing rosters, progress being made. Rushi's won six of its last seven, Anna four of its last six. each headed for winning seasons. Both teams have won 10 to this point.
You know, I haven't seen Anna for a little bit, but we saw Rushi on Saturday. We didn't cover it, but we were there, and they beat a good Versailles team who had been on a streak, and they're playing really well. And Anna, you love to watch Anna, and Brenna Cobb, she's just an outstanding basketball player.
Now, Brenna is averaging 12.5 points per ball game, leads Anna in scoring, obviously. Senior, she's an all-state caliber performer, no doubt about it. Where Anna needs to gain support is other players on the floor, because you look down the points per game, you see McKenna Pettis at 5, Jenna Walters at 5, freshman Addison Bale, 6'3", in the middle. She's become a defensive presence. Averaging 4 per outing. Adeline Eyrick, a 6-footer, a junior, at 3 points per game. Liz Stouter out with the foot injury. Gets the boot off in the next 24 to 48 hours. She could be back in a week or two. For the Rushi Raiders, the scoring is unbelievably balanced after Ronnie Poling, who's at nearly 14 a game. Hazel Francis, freshman's at 7. Addison Chappie's at 6. Celeste Borchers at 4. Claudia Haney is at 3. Ronnie Poling at nearly 10 rebounds a game. Interesting confrontation tonight. The player that Anna's got to slow down is Ronnie Poling in the middle. The player that Rushi's got to slow down is Brenna Cobb on the perimeter.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's what they have to do, because against Versailles, they posted Poling down on the block against bigger girls, and she scored. She just has really good footwork down inside the lane and on the other end. I talked about Cobb before. That young lady can flat out shoot it.
Yeah, she had 6 threes in a game recently versus Houston. 6 of them behind the arc. Rattled home 20 points did Brenna Cobb in that contest. And Addison Bales had 10. The freshman pumped in 10 in that victory by Anna over Houston recently. We've alluded to the Rushi triumph against Versailles this past Saturday at the Rushi Gym. Poling at 12, Francis, the freshman, at 13, Addison Chappie 6, Claudia Haney 6. A pretty good balance for the Rushi Raiders. In that first meeting of the year between the two teams, won by Anna 45-44 at Rushi, Anna was led by Cobb with 15, Ava Reed at 9. Real good game from Jenna Walters. Walters had 8, Bales had 4, and McKenna Pettis had 4 in that game. Rushi was led by Poling with 18, Addison Chappie had a dozen, Francis 8, Celeste Borchers had 6. In that Anna 1-point win in the first matchup between the two, 45-44. Tell you what, Chuck, we have been the victims of a number of JV overtimes in the last few weeks. We might be headed to another tonight. We're at 25-23 Rushi as we enter the fourth. Rushi up by a basket, 25-23 in the preliminary contest as we start out our fourth quarter. We've got varsity action tonight, hopefully about 20 minutes away or so. I'm up here in the broadcast booth, right at center court on the 50-yard line. Keaton Metz, outstanding athletic director at Anna, to my right. Chuck McBee on my left. We'll return with more from here at Anna in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And we welcome you back here to Anna. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 25-23 Rushi over Anna. Early on, fourth quarter JV game. Field goal just tallied by Rushi. Raiders lead the Rockets 27-23. 6 minutes left in our preliminary tilt. Rushi and Anna boys are in action here on Friday night. We've got that game for you. Airtime about 20 till 7 or so. Tip off 7:15 in that vicinity as the Rushi Raiders try to keep their unbeaten season alive. Anna tries to play spoiler. Rockets are certainly capable. Played Rushi mighty tough, Chuck. First time around at Rushi for three quarters. And the Anna Rockets, snake bitten earlier on this year, have now reeled off four straight victories on the board, on the boys' side. Coach Barhorst doing an excellent job. That team could have gotten down, fallen off the face of the earth after losing those four heartbreakers in the last second or two each time. But they're playing mighty good basketball right now and hope to give Rushi a contest on Friday night. We've got the coverage at about a quarter of seven.
Yeah, they're well coached. He does such a nice job with them, and the kids have hung in there. And you're right, that's you can lose them at that point when you get those losses like that.
Yep.
But you know they like him. He's a good man, and they play hard for him.
And I'm looking forward to the Saturday night game we've got for our listeners. Minster at Jackson Center boys. We have a number of sponsors on the air with us from both communities. So that's a very compatible game for us to present for you on Saturday evening. Minster at Jackson Center. Early JV start, 5 o'clock. Varsity tip, 6:15, 6:20. On the air about a quarter of six on Saturday night from Jackson Center. Who will growl the loudest, the Wildcats or the Tigers?
Yeah, well, that should be a heck of a basketball game. We've seen Minster. Minster is up and down. I mean, they can be world beaters, and they can look pretty bad. And on the other side, Jackson Center, I think, is starting to hit their stride.
Yep, I'm going to make a prediction on that game Saturday night. You know what?
Some cat's going to win it.
Cat's going to win it. Orange and black for sure.
Yeah, that's a fact. There will be an orange and black in this gymnasium.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two girls' teams tonight, Anna and Rushi, there are key building components for sure. Yep, Brenna Cobb's got a score for Anna. Ronnie Poling's got a score for Rushi. I think the team that does the better defensive job on the leading scores in the other squad will probably win. If Poling pushes 20, Rushi could very well come out on top. If Cobb gets close to 20, favor the Anna Rockets. Key building components tonight for Rushi and Anna in this big SCAL girls battle at the Anna Gym. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi. Update on our JV game. A little over 4 minutes to go. Rushi 29, Anna 25. There will be 15 minutes on the clock between the preliminary game and the start of the varsity tilt. So we're still a good 20 minutes away from the opening tip here tonight between the home Anna girls and the visiting Rushi girls. We'll return in just a few minutes with more from the Anna Gym on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered.
G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to the Anna Gym. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. This is our LaCalle Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center was a Scores founding partner back in 2006. LaCalle promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start 18 years ago. As I said, LaCalle is a Scores founding partner. We're online still today because of the original support from LaCalle, which moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. We would not be here today had it not been for LaCalle. LaCalle has sustained its sponsorship since 2006. Thank you, LaCalle, very much. Under the LaCalle spotlight tonight, a couple of freshmen, one from each team, Anna and Rushi. For Anna, Addison Bales, freshman, daughter of Mark and TJ, 3.7 grade point average, plays AAU basketball, defender on the soccer team, and discus and shot in track. Considering Ohio State may be athletic training, and she's got a younger brother, sixth grader, Max. For Rushi, we tout Hazel Francis Afrosh, daughter of Josh and Jaina, 4.0 GPA, active in JO Volleyball Academia, the Stella Maria Church Group, Student Council, and in track, long jump, and the 800. Undecided about her college choice and major. She's got a brother, Felix. We know Felix Francis.
Felix is pretty good.
Yep, the brother of Hazel. And what do the teammates call Hazel Francis? What do the Rushi players call Hazel? They call her Hazel.
Hazel.
Hazel. And I asked her, how do you spell that? And she said, H-A-double-Z.
Two Z's, no doubt.
Oh, thank you so much to LaCalle Equipment. Under the spotlight here tonight, Addison Bales, freshman from Anna. Hazel Francis, freshman from Rushi. JV game winding down, 29-28, Rushi in the lead by a point over Anna. 1:23 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll return in just a few minutes. Hopefully have a final score for you and no overtime.
Please.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Hello once again. We are at Anna. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Anna Rockets, Rushi Raiders coming up in about 15 minutes, we hope, here on scoresbroadcast.com. 45 ticks left on the clock in the junior varsity game here tonight at Anna. Rushi in front, 29-28. Rushi is shooting two free throws. Both teams have now committed five fouls in the fourth quarter. And this JV tilt will go right down to the wire. And who knows, we might have about our fifth overtime preliminary game this season. And that would mean a very delayed start for the varsity game. And that would mean you're going to hear a lot of commercial sponsors between now and the opening tip and the start of that varsity contest tonight between Anna and Rushi. Two-point lead, Rushi, 30-28, 45 seconds left. Chuck, I have a blast every time we do a game in the Shelby County Athletic League studying common opponents. And on this particular night, there's really no rhyme or reason why these two clubs have fared the way they have all year long. There are a couple of maybe good examples. Both lost to Minster. Both Anna and Rushi lost to Minster. Anna by 8, Rushi by 9. Rushi was beaten by Covington, albeit back on December 11th. Anna defeated Covington in the last 2 weeks by a 47-36 score. Rushi lost to New Bremen. Anna beat New Bremen. Anna lost to Versailles. Rushi beat Versailles. So go figure all of that out.
No, there's nothing to figure out. It's just given night, different results. That's kind of what you get.
Yep, matchups and how the teams are performing that evening.
Absolutely.
Sometimes clubs play better Saturday at noon than others. Sometimes clubs play better on Tuesday or Thursday nights than they do in the weekend. Sometimes just the reverse. If the coaches knew the answer, they'd have this all figured out.
Everybody would be undefeated and it'd be boring.
31-20, Rushi, final half minute of our JV game. Looking down through schedules of these two teams, Anna and Rushi girls varsities this year. Rushi clearly playing extremely well now under first-year head coach Mike Bayshore. Same for the Anna Rockets under second-year mentor Randy Huber. And when we talk about Coach Huber, Chuck, I mentioned that he's been in the Anna program coaching basketball for about a dozen years. 1 year he was a varsity girls assistant, junior high girls, for 11 or 12 seasons. His daughter Erica is on the staff, and she was the standout performer back in 2011 and 13 when the Anna girls won state championships. Jack Billing was the head coach. Erica played a lot of guard, even as a sophomore in 2011, made five free throws and a field goal in the state semifinal win that year, 57-40 over Fort Recovery. Anna then beat Oak Hill for the D3 state championship in 2011. 2 years later, in 2013, Erica made 13 of 18 at the free throw line, added a field goal, dished out seven assists in helping lead Anna to a 67-49 blowout victory over Afrocentric. That was in 2013. Erica's down there on the Anna staff, and she is head coach Randy Huber's daughter.
Well, to take a phrase you used, and it is apropos with this young lady, she was the Energizer Bunny. My goodness, that girl never stopped. She played incredibly good defense. I wouldn't have wanted her guarding me at any point in my career.
Right. Yeah, Afrocentric that game kept looking at her with all of these crazy expressions like, how are you continuing to do this?
They were looking way down at her when they did it, I promise you. That was a big basketball team.
Erica just dribbled around them, through them, sped past them, dished off assist after assist. Final 7 seconds of her JV game. Rushi is in the driver's seat, leading 32-28. Final seconds. That's it. Rushi beats Anna in the preliminary game tonight by four. Michael Bayshore is the new first-year head coach for Rushi this year. He, too, has done a splendid job. It's not all about wins and losses in measuring success. Chuck, you've seen that this Rushi team has really gelled. It's come to life fundamentally much more solid than way back in November and early December.
Well, I'm going to harken back to the game we just saw last Saturday.
Right.
I mean, Versailles was on a roll. Those girls were playing well. And he just has a demeanor about him. He keeps the girls that they're calm. Yep. Even when things were starting to slide, he just continued to coach them, continued to build them up. And, boy, that was a great win for him Saturday.
Yeah, Coach Bayshore has coaching experience at both Fort Recovery and Versailles. Also a number of years at Greenville coaching girls. He was the GWAC Coach of the Year back in 2015, District 9 Coach of the Year. Southwest Ohio Coach of the Year that year at Greenville. Michael Bayshore, a fine job running the show for the Rushi Girls program. Randy Huber, likewise, here for Anna.
All right.
Well, we see 14 minutes on the clock. JV game has concluded. Victorious was Rushi by four. We'll have varsity basketball for you in less than one quarter of an hour. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Chuck, just a few minutes ago, we were highlighting both head coaches, Randy Huber, Anna, and Michael Bayshore of Rushi. It's been an NBA-like schedule for the Rushi girls here lately. The Saturday game against Versailles, last night in New Knoxville, tonight Anna. Three games, 4 days. How about that?
Well, the kids love it. The coaches hate it. So, I mean, the kids would rather do nothing. If they never had to practice but got to play games, they'd be fine.
In the easy win last night over New Knoxville, Poling at 14, Addison Chappie 8, Celeste Borchers 8, Hazel Francis 8. Talk about balance. Rushi got it last night. That's what the Raiders need tonight. Meanwhile, Anna features Brenna Cobb. She has been dynamite all year long, and she ran around Rushi for 15 points in the first meeting between the two. Poling at 18 in that game, the first contest between Anna and Rushi. Anna won it by a point, 45-44. But Ava Reed and Jenna Walters backed up Cobb with 9 and 8, respectively, to help Anna win that game earlier in the year between the two teams. Anna built up a double-digit lead in that contest and survived a furious rally by the Rushi Raiders. The significance of this game tonight, though, it's mighty important because in the Shelby County Athletic League girls' standings, Anna sits at 7-3, Rushi 6-3. Both have Botkins left. Rushi's also got Fort Loramie left. Anna's played Fort Loramie twice. So Rushi really must win this game to give Anna four losses.
Right.
Rushi could very well lose to Fort Loramie at Rushi on February 8th. They both would then wind up with four setbacks in time for second in SCAL action. So this is a must-win for Rushi to get a share of second. If Anna's victorious tonight, Anna's got second.
Pretty much wrapped it up.
Yes, locked up. So there is quite a bit at stake.
Well, and the other thing is this time of year especially, it's all seeding now, and it's not coaches voting anymore. It's some random max prep thing that's going to pick you. So they don't know what you got. They're only going to look at your record, so you need wins.
Yeah, and I'm not fond of it, Chuck.
I'm not either.
I mean, you play a team that's lost just one or two to a one-point game, you get beat, and it goes down as an L.
That's all that the max prep looks at is the L.
Exactly. The coaches could integrate that into their seating.
They always did.
Yes. Yep. So, well, we'll see how it fares. But Anna is 10-8 overall. Rushi 10-8 overall. The clubs are evenly matched. And we pointed out 45-44 in the first meeting between the two back on Thursday, December 21st. And Rushi is down a half game in the standings because it's played one less game. Anna 7-3 in the league, and Rushi 6-3. JV game went to Rushi. We'll have the varsity tilt in about 9 minutes. Starting lineups just around the corner. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Anna Rockets, Rushi Raiders have left the floor back to the locker rooms. We've got varsity basketball in the Shelby County Athletic League for you in just a few minutes. A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, located at Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Say to get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to 47 and 66. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru has a tremendous reputation for vehicle service and repair. It's second to none, 24/7 towing, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. And you can always take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-through as well. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. And don't search for that best morning breakfast any longer. No, your search is over. The aroma of fresh eggs a-cooking and hot coffee a-percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials and pizza and wings and more. The popular inn thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. And thanks as well to A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is a family-owned pallet and skid repair company in Rushi, A&M Pallet. We buy, repair, build, and sell all sizes of wood pallets and work with both large and small businesses throughout Ohio, priding ourselves on our quality while maintaining a very competitive price. A&M Pallet provides quality pallets to get the job done. And that's why we take extra care in repairing your pallets to exceed your expectations and save you from having to purchase new ones. A&M Pallet provides wood pallet recycling to save our natural resources. A&M Pallet in Rushi on Rangeline Road. Anarakis, Rushi Raiders back in the floor. Last minute shots being taken before the opening tip. We'll return in a few minutes. Starting lineups next. Anna and Rushi here at the Anna Gym tonight. Big Shelby County Athletic League girls contest on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hey, locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, providing the latest up-to-date technology, supporting our customers near and far. Osgood Bank, committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. And thanks to Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. Our workforce averages per person over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Quick look at the Shelby County League boys standings. Rushi on top, 8-0. Bodkins lurking, 8-1. Somewhat of a surprise. Bodkins is going to be in this race right down to that second meeting with the Rushi Raiders. We'll cover that game for you coming up a week from Friday on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna is 7-3 in third place. Jackson Center fourth at 5-5 in the boys' standings. Again, on the girls' side, Fort Loramie 9-0. These two teams here tonight, Anna and Rushi, are 7-3 and 6-3 respectively. Jackson Center is 5-5. We've got the starters next, we promise you. And then the tip, it's Anna Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Now let's meet the teams. Starting lineups being introduced here at the Anna Gym. Fairly light crowd on hand. Scoresbroadcast.com banner parked across the way on the railing in front of the mezzanine bleachers, which are not rolled out tonight. Visiting Rushi in the road blue, gold numbers, gold piping down the sides of the shorts. Ronnie Poling in the middle, 6'1 senior. Jayla Chappie, Addison Chappie, cousins in the opening five. Jayla, 5 feet, 5 inches tall, senior. Addison Chappie, 5'6", a junior. Celeste Borchers and Hazel Francis, two freshmen, round out the starting five. Borchers, 5'10", Francis, 5'9". For the Anna girls, the starting five, Brenna Cobb, 5'5", senior out front. McKenna Pettis, 5'10", junior at a wing. Jenna Walters at a guard, 5'7", senior. Two freshmen in the opening five, likewise for Rushi, which features two ninth graders. Mackenzie Mumoff, 5 foot, 5 inch, Frosh at guard for Anna. And Addison Bales, 6'3", freshman. Addison, a ninth grader, in the middle for the Anna Rockets. And she will have the assignment, Chuck, of slowing down Ronnie Poling of Rushi.
And that's something they need to do, because Poling is going to camp out in the lane. Somebody from Versailles is going to scream 3 seconds the entire night in my ear. But she will be down there in the lane looking for the ball, and Rushi gets it to her.
Ronnie Poling averaging 13.8 points per game, 9.8 rebounds. And Brenna Cobb for Anna is at 12.5 per outing on the year. She shoots the three ball extremely well. She nailed 6 recently against Houston. Opening tip to start the game, won by Anna, moving from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. And right away, the Rockets go to the high post to Bales, down inside to Pettis. Missed the turnaround four-footer. Shot was altered by Poling. It was short, and Rushi snared the rebound. Raiders forecourt to our left, moving from right to left. Outside the arc straight away with the ball, it is Addison Chappie. Hands off on the play to Celeste Borchers, to Addison Chappie, who drives the lane. Anna reached in and is guilty of fouling.
I think they called a kick.
Oh. Nonetheless, it is Rushi possession, baseline left of the basket. Ball will be inbounded by the Raiders. It is Addison Chappie throwing in. Looking, sends it top of the circle. Caught there by Hazel Francis, who fakes right, goes left. Gives it up left corner to Addison Chappie. Out on top to Hazel Francis. There's a wide pass into the middle for Poling, and it's knocked out of bounds by Anna. Good defensive start for the Rockets. Rushi having a difficult time solving Anna's defense. Both teams appeared to be in a man-to-man to start, Chuck.
Yeah, they started out in a man-to-man. That's over and back. They didn't call it.
Inbounds pass by Rushi way out to the center line. Fumbled. Anna gets it. Here go the Rockets down the floor. Oh, an amazing delivery to the rim, and it's good. And a foul is called.
That's Mumal.
What a play by Anna. heck of a two-pointer by Mackenzie Mumaw. 5'5" Frosch, off balance, falling down, driving layup right of the lane. Suffered some contact, went down, shot at the backboard, rim rolled in, and she connects on the free throw. Anna's got a 3-0 start, thanks to the ninth grader, Mumaw. We played a minute 15, opening quarter. Rushi to midcourt. Addison Chappie veers right. Throws it outside the arc to Jayla Chappie. Ball thrown up and over the head, near side of the floor for Borchers. And head coach Michael Bayshore says, we're a little, what's the word, discombobulated.
Yeah.
Anna only leads 3-0. Good timeout, though, by Coach Bayshore. 2 minutes gone, first quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Rockets inbound the ball to Brenna Cobb. Outside the arc on the left to Jenna Walters. Walters circles back to the top of the circle. Deals on the play to Addison Bales. High right to Brenna Cobb. Dives into the paint below the foul line. Hand off to Walters. Anna dribbling 25 feet away. Bales sets a screen for Walters. It doesn't shoot. Here's McKenna Pettis. Here's a step back three launched high, arcer by Brenna Cobb. Missed the rim, hit the glass. Rebound down to Rushi. Here come the Raiders, forecourt left. 25 feet away, handled by Borchers. Gives it up, gets it back. Ball swung top of the circle to Addison Chappie. Ball fumbled. To the rescue comes Jayla, back to Addison. We played 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Rushi yet to score. Anna's defense stifling to this point. Borchers on the arc for the Raiders. Rushi high right. It is Celeste Borchers back to the near side to the three-point jump shooter. It is Celeste who takes the shot and swishes it. Three-pointer from behind the arc for Rushi. Anna's got three the old-fashioned way. Borchers converting from long range, tied up at three. Inbounds pass Anna to Bales below the rim. Ball sent around on top to McKenna Pettis. She chucks it up from trifecta territory. Off to the left, long rebound left corner. And hustling after it is Pettis, who gives it up to Mumaw for Anna. Ball dealt to Walters, starts to drive. She's open, split two defenders, and scored. And is fouled by Rushi. Good alert play by Jenna Walters. It opened up for her, and she took advantage.
She took a real long step, and I think it was a legal step, although the Rushi fans not agreeing with it.
5-3 Anna. Foul shot by Walters. Yes. 6-3 Anna. 4:51 to go first quarter. Celeste Borchers has notched a three for Rushi scoring so far. Ball thrown left side of the court. Two Borchers being hemmed in by Walters. Throws it cross court. Went past an Anna player into the hands of a Rushi player. Dumped down inside for Poling. Broken up out of bounds off Anna. Poling might have gotten a finger on it then, Chuck. First time she's touched it in this game.
Well, I've been watching him down inside, and I'll tell you what, Bale's doing a really nice job keeping her from getting position.
Mm-hmm. Porcher straight away for Rushi. She's given up her dribble. Throws high right to Addison Chappie. There's a lob down into Poling. Oh, great position. Scoring is Ronnie Poling.
Yep, no backside help that time. They threw it over the top of her, and nobody came to help.
Lead pass just beyond the fingers of Bales. Poling scores. Anna in the forecourt leads by 1-6-5. 4 minutes gone, opening quarter. Jenna Walters outside the arc on the left to Cobb. Cobb tries to go to the post to Bales. Passes down around her ankles. Rushi gets a hand in there. It results in a jump. Arrow favors the Raiders. 6-5 Anna, 3:56 left here in the first. couple of changes. Claudia Haney, 6'2", sophomore, in for Rushi. And now we've got 8-10 players in backcourt as Rushi airmails it up the right side to Poling. Poling on the bounce, down the right side, into the Rushi, into the floor. Gives it up on the play to Borchers behind the arc. Borchers 25 feet away from the basket, almost lost the ball out of bounds. Threw it cross court. Rushi can't handle, but traces it down. Hazel Francis has it. Here comes the double team. Hazel finds an open player. It's Claudia Haney. Inside the three-point arc, jumper wide right, rebound down to Anna. Here's Cobb over the timeline, muffed it, it's on the deck. Arrow this time favors Anna. 3:21 to go, first quarter, 6-5 in favor of the Rockets. First time these two teams played, it was 45-44 Anna. 1 point after nearly the first 5 minutes here tonight.
And I know all three officials. I only know one name, Terry Middleton, but this is a good officiating crew right there.
Faith York, 5'8 sophomore, in now for Rushi. Bales at the high post. Gives it off on the play to Cobb. Goes right back into Bales. Broken up and stolen by Poling. Oh, she was aware and swiped it up ahead to York for Rushi. Dribbling into trouble. Cobb takes it away. Here's Cobb into the forecourt for Anna, which is up by one, 6'5. Cobb against Faith York to Bales, foul line. High right, it goes to Moomaw. Right wing, Cobb. York about the third different player to guard Brenna in this contest. High left, it goes to Moomaw. Telegraph pass for Walters, picked off on the play by Rushi. Here's a run out by Claudia Haney to the other end. Up and in. 7-6 Raiders.
Yeah, exactly. Telegraphed. She looked right at it and threw it right where. And Haney said, thank you very much. I heard her say it as she took off down the floor.
She got the gift, made the easy steal, went 60 feet the other direction. Rushi in the lead, 7-6, 2:16 to go, first quarter. It's Brenna Cobb, 30 feet away, tries to bounce pass, right baseline, to Zandria Flatfoot, 5'5 senior, who's in now for Anna. And the ball is poked out by Rushi. Cobb, the playmaker, right of the goal. And a down one. 2:08 to go, first quarter. Cobb deep in the right corner. Gets a screen from Flatfoot. Cobb wants to drive. Coughed up the ball, top of the circle. Recovery by Walters for Anna. Walters down the left side, back to Cobb. Cobb is the conductor. She orchestrates everything out on top for Anna. Handles it frequently. Oh, falling down on the play is Moomaw. Picked up on the play by York. York down the floor to Poling. Bounce pass is a good one. And the finish by Poling for Rushi. A turnover. Anna turned into 2 points for the Raiders, who lead 9-6. A minute 28 to go in the first. Foul line extended right. It's Adlin Eirich who's in now. Eirich on the floor for Anna, 6 foot junior. Throws outside the arc on the left to Cobb. Oh, she goes right past a couple blue shirts down the lane. Left hand layup, yes.
That was impressive.
Nice conclusion by Cobb, who went with the southpaw delivery at the rim. 9-8 Rushi. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Raiders down the left side of the floor. Anna knots things up. Do we get a timeout or a jump? Head coach Randy Huber was awarded the time. 54.5 to go in the first. Rushi up 1-9-8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Yep, Anna's had a couple 3-point leads here in the first quarter. Rushi had one at 9-6. It's now 9-8. And a ball, whistle blows. Foul called against Rushi away from the action. Raiders picked up three fouls in the opening period. Anna Nunn, playmaker for the Rockets. Baseline left of the rim. Ava Reed, 5'6 sophomore, looking. Fires in on the play to Eirich. Back on the arc to Reed. Both head coaches, Randy Huber, Anna. And coach for the Rushi Raiders, who's in year number one as the head man. Both using a lot of personnel. Michael Bayshore for Rushi has substituted freely, trying to keep a fresh player on Brennan Cobb of Anna. So far, Coach Bayshore has succeeded. Anna dribbling will now play for one. We're down to 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cobb at the foul line. Real good defense by Rushi. Cobb hands off to a teammate. Shot gunned up there by 11, Mackenzie Mumaw, to end the first quarter. It clangs off the iron. Good defense by Rushi in the last minute of the first period of play to deny Anna. One quarter in the books. Raiders 9, Rockets 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
A couple big Wise Bridge plays in that first quarter. A three-point play the old-fashioned way by Jenna Walters of Anna, and a made three from behind the arc by Celeste Borchers of Rushi. Wise Bridge plays in that first quarter. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, we start the second quarter of play. Rushi has an edge by a point, 9-8. Raiders ball to start the second 8 minutes. Anna makes a steal at midcourt, bust out the other way. There's a block near the rim. Bodies go flying into the mat beyond the end line. What has been called? Couple young ladies get up limping a little bit.
I don't think they called a foul, although, boy, Brenna Cobb went hard down to the floor on the foul.
Again, I love the way head coach Michael Bayshore of Rushi has been using a myriad of defenders on Cobb so far. Here is Anna inbounding, goes to McKenna Pettis in the lane. Back out on the arc to Ava Reed. Out goes to Cobb, 25 feet away. Faith York checks her. Turnaround shot by Cobb. It's wild. Air ball. Good D by York. Rebounding foul called against Anna. 9-8 Rushi. And certainly a key so far is the defense applied by the Raiders on Cobb. She does have that one left-handed drive.
Yeah.
One-point lead, Rushi, 30 seconds gone, quarter number two. We've got 6-8 players in backcourt, inbounded by Rushi to York. York sprints up the right side over the timeline with the ball. Gives it up on the right wing to a teammate. Borchers down low in the right. She slides around an Anna defender, and she is smacked shoulder to shoulder while shooting from 5 feet away, and she's awarded two. Couple of free throws here for the Raiders. Borchers in an attempt to inch Rushi out to a three-point lead. Foul shot, though, way short. 9-8 Rushi, 7:14 to play, period number two. Both head coaches again using 9-10 young ladies here over the first 9 minutes of this game. Each team started two freshmen. Second free throw by Borcher, swish. 10-8, Rushi quickly down the floor. Anna in the left corner on the dribble for the Rockets is Reed. He throws it out high to Mumaw, high right to Cobb, juke to the left. Oh, she's got daylight, missed the driving layup. Rebound by Poling, scratched away by Anna. It's on the hardwood, another jump ball. Anna will retain it down to her right. Well, Cobb's getting some drives, Chuck, but a defender is sliding over to help. Shots are being modified.
Yeah, York's doing a nice job on her, and then you're right. When she turns the corner, there's somebody there.
Yep. Cobb inbounding. Low on the right to Eirich. Back to Cobb. It is fumbled. Rushi with the takeaway, and then Cobb on a bump. 10-8 Raiders, 6:49 left here in the second quarter. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to a number of new sponsors, including Myers Garage and Drive-Thru in Rushi, the Rushi Inn, A&M Pallet in Rushi. Also, don't forget the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Superior Aluminum, Francis Manufacturing, and Francis Schulze. Underneath the rim on the left, York has the ball raked away by Anna, out of bounds. Rushi will throw it in to the left of the backboard, leading by two, 10-8, 6:35 to go, quarter number two. Ball lobbed in, top of the circle, caught on the play by Hazel Francis. She drives below the foul line, a runner, no good, rebound by Anna. Cobb up ahead, baseline right to Mumaw. Mumaw nearly walked. Gave it up top of the circle to a teammate who launches a three. Oh, a lot of rim action, and it goes in for McKenna Pettis.
Boy, that was shooter's touch right there.
Looked like the ball was rolling around like the roller coaster at Kings Island.
I didn't think it had a chance.
No, I didn't either. Anna on defense down to her left takes it away from Rushi, but in so doing grabs an arm.
I call it held ball.
So it's ruled a held ball.
Yep.
Rushi's possession nonetheless, 11-10 in favor of Anna now on that long three by McKenna Pettis, which hit every inch of the rim, spun around, rolled to the square on the glass, came down, hit the flange, went to the front of the rim again and went in. And we've got another jump far corner of the floor as these two teams scramble for loose ball after loose ball. 5:51 left in the second period. 11-10, Anna. York inbounds on the arc. Gives it on the play to a driver. Oh, that's a splendid move. Down the right side of the lane, Addison Shappy on the go. Falling down, off balance, scored it off the window.
Tough shot.
12-11, Rushi. 5:34 to go here in the first half. Trying to post up in the lane is Pettis. Ball is lobbed to her. Poling from behind gets a fist on it, knocks it free. Rushi enters the half court. Here's a floater, a drive into the lane. Addison Shappy, no, off the back iron. Long rebound, though, to Poling. Poling gives it up to Francis, baseline right. Here's a leaner in traffic, in and out, no good. Rebound, Anna knocked away and stolen by Rushi. Bank shot right in front, missed on the play by Addison Shappy. Here come the Rockets down the floor. Long lead out ahead. Caught and laid in. Nice play. But Mumaw at the other end. The freshman gets the deuce. And Anna's up one. 13-12. York into the paint for Rushi. Tries to flare a pass to the left. Intercepted by Mumaw. Mumaw goes 70 feet and lost the ball. Tipped out by Rushi. Raider bench not happy. I think this call might get changed.
I think they might talk about it. I think they've made the correct call, and I like that.
Call is altered. Rushi possession. Anna leads 13-12, 4:38 to go here in the second quarter. Entertaining game, a lot on the line. Second place in the Shelby County Athletic League. The loser will have four defeats in league action. Rushi's got a game left with Fort Loramie. Each team plays Botkins. That's Anna's lone remaining league contest. Bowling to midcourt for Rushi, which is down one. Oh, here's a leaner, right baseline, gliding toward the basket, looping it up and in on the play is 22 Borchers. Wow. Good play by her. And Rushi's back on top, 14-13. Both teams taking shots, surviving contact. Oh, a poor pass by Anna. Run out by Rushi the other way. Claudia Haney gets two. That matches Rushi's biggest lead, 3-16-13. Anna's led by three twice. Midcourt comes Anna with 3:51 to go, second quarter of play. Elbow on the right, handled on the play by Pettis, who makes a bounce with the ball. Rushi swipes it. And here come the Raiders down the floor in a flash. Shot by Hazel Francis, no good. Stick back right in front by Haney, no good. Ball on the deck, rolling away from Anna. Rushi picks it up. What's been called? Kick, I think. Ball was booted off the sneaker of a Rushi player. And I've always wondered about that call, Chuck. Does it have to be intentional? What's the intent?
It does not have to be intentional, but
if it advantages game, maybe?
Well, if it's, I think if it affects the play of the game, they call it.
If it advantages game by kicking it, then you award the ball to the other team. Yeah, but if it affects the play, you're right, Chuck. I think that's a good explanation.
Right. And if you stick a foot out and hit a pass, they call it every time.
Right. 16-13 Rushi, 3:13 to go in the first half of this game. Anna dribbling, foul line extended left. It's Cobb who gave it up, got it back. She's in the paint. Turnaround 10-footer by Brenna. No good. It won't go down. Rushi's defense has thwarted her. She has the one field goal. That's it. Oh, here's a fine pass out in the arc by York down inside to Poling. Poling motors to the rim hard. She's hit on the forehead while going to the cup. Couple of free throws for Poling. A chance for Rushi to spurt on top by four or five. 2:54 left. Second quarter of this game. Ronnie Poling eyes the bucket. High arching foul shot. Swish. Anna shoots free throws nearly 70% on the year. Rushi 62%. Of course, Brenna Cobb shoots them between 75 and 80% on the campaign. She gets to the line often for Anna. Poling stroked in the first and the second here for the Raiders, who are in command now by 5, 18-13. That is the biggest spread of this game. 2:50 to go in the second. Anna into the half court. Foul line extended right. Back to the basket. Cobb gives it up on the arc to Eirich. Down the lane to Cobb. Unorthodox left-handed runner. Hit the backboard rim and came off. Rushi's got the carom. Here come the Raiders. Forecourt left. Addison Chappie gave it up. Got it back. Throws on top to York. Ball looped. Baseline left to Haney. Attempted pass for a cutter down the lane. Celeste Borchers broken up by Anna, then thrown away by Anna. 2:13 left first half. Rushi leads 18-13. Raiders defense has stifled Anna so far in this game. Anna got a pretty quick six in the first 2 to 2.5 minutes. Only 7 points for Anna in the last 12 to 13 minutes of play. Rushi up five with the ball. 2 minutes left, first half. York top of the circle, picked up by Cobb. High right, wide open, three-point shooter. A long high archer, dead center by Addison Chappie. Oh, she was ignored, not guarded. Lofted in a tray. 8-point lead, Anna. Cobb over the timeline for the Rockets. On a weave out back. Gives it up on the play to Moomaw. 13 points for Anna. That's all the Rockets have mustered. Here's a drive down the lane. Walter sidesteps a player beneath the basket. Missed the gimme. Rebound to Rushi. Barreling up the right side of the floor goes Poling. Poling looks inside. Gives it on the arc to a teammate. York had it. Gave it back to Haney. Baseline right. 10-footer. Bingo! Anna needs a timeout. Raiders are rolling. 23-13 Rushi. 71 seconds to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Here comes Anna down the floor behind by 10, and here's a steal, a takeaway by Haney. Alert play. Ball thrown down the floor to a teammate at the foul stripe. Jump shot, Hazel Francis, no. Around and out, Anna with the rebound. Long feet up ahead to Moomaw. Five-footer, wide right, rebound Rushi. 40 seconds to go, first half, 23-13, Raiders. Head coach Michael Bayshore's defense, Chuck, has worked wonders.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, they're not getting any looks at all, and they've taken Cobb out of the game completely.
Yep, here's Haney trying to drive around Eirik for Anna. Gets to the rim. Shot is altered, though, deflected, out of bounds. Rushi has it baseline. Left of the goal with 24.7 to go here in the first half. 10-point lead Rushi, which will play for one. Between the circles, Addison Chappie. I think I heard the play Ohio barked out. Let's see what it's all about. Down to 9-8-7. York outside the arc on the right. Gave it up. Got it back with four. York lobbing baseline right to a teammate. Ball pitched into the lane. Broken up by Anna. And the buzzer sounds, concluding the first half. Excellent second quarter turned in by the Rushi Raiders. Don't think Anna scored much in period number two, Chuck. Would they get five?
Five.
Five measly points by Anna in the second stanza. And as a result, Rushi with an offensive spurt late in that second period leads by 10 at the break. Rushi 23, Anna 13 after two quarters here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
And welcome back here to Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. After two quarters of play, the Rushi girls are in front of Anna to the tune of 23-13. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. It is your preferred underground plumbing specialist, J&J Brodigham. Chuck?
Let's look at the rebounding first. Rushi has an 11-7 rebounding advantage, 3-2 on the offensive boards. Each team have turned the ball over 8 times in the first half. Rushi went to the free throw line 4 times, made 3. Anna went twice, made them both. That was in the first quarter early. Individual scoring for the Raiders. They have 3 young ladies with 6. They have Claudia Haney, they have Ronnie Poling, and Celeste Borchers, all with 6. Addison Chappie has 5. They scored 9 and 14, 23 for the first half. Anna, 3 points from Pettis, 3 points from Walters, 2 points from Mumon, 2 points from Cobb. They scored 8 and only 5 in the second quarter, and they trail at 23-13 at the half.
Defense, defense, defense. Head coach Michael Bayshore of Rushi. That D is getting the job done.
Well, he found someone. They put York out on Cobb, and she has done a really nice job. York's 5'8", has about a 3-inch advantage, and moves pretty well. I've been impressed with her defense in the first half.
First time these two clubs played, Anna led at the halftime break by a score of 18-14. And then outpointed Rushi by 7 in the third quarter to go up 11 entering the fourth. Rushi outscored Anna 20-10, fell 1 short in that first meeting at Rushi. Anna won it 45-44. Tables so far in this game tonight have been turned around.
They have, but Anna, the problem is Anna can pressure Rushi, but you got to score to put your press on, and they're not scoring, and that's taking the pressure off of Rushi, and that's why they've been able to score 23 points in the first half.
That's our halftime report brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Anna. Rushi girls lead the Anna Rockets 23-13 here at the half. Anna jumped out with six pretty quick points in the opening 2 minutes, led 6-3. Since then, a 20-7 run by the Rushi Raiders, who are up 10 here at intermission. Hats off to Rushi's defense, especially against Brenna Cobb. It has been dynamite so far, led much of that second quarter by Faith York out front on Cobb, along with her teammates. Those were the Wisebridge defensive plays of that first half of this game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, Chuck, we highlighted in the pregame keys included. Would Brenna Cobb get 15 to 20? Would Ronnie Bowling get 15 to 20? Which defense will do the better job on the other's leading score? And so far, Rushi, big time edge.
Well, they've got three young ladies with six and one with five. That's very balanced. And I made a mistake. Mackenzie Mumma, I want to give her a break. She had five at the half, not three.
Yeah, two field goals for Mumma of Anna,
yep,
the freshman who has played exceedingly well through the first two quarters of this game.
Sometimes I can't read my own writing.
Well, we launch action here in the third. Anna possession down by 10 as the Rushi Raiders concluded that second quarter on an 8-0 run outside the arc on the left. It is fed on the play to Cobb. Cobb lobs it to the interior for Walters. Broken up by Rushi and stolen. Forecourt left. Here come the Raiders. Ball thrown baseline right to Hazel Francis, who gave it up, got it back, dealt it to Borchers, and Borchers goes to the floor, guilty of a walk.
Yep, they put that in a few years ago to make it easier for the officials.
7:23 left here in the third quarter, 23-13. Rushi in the lead, each team with a mistake on the floor to start action in the third. Cobb takes that ball strong into the lane, then coughed it up, got it back, fed it to a teammate. Anna down inside, a short one laid up by Walters. Backboard rim came out. Rebound on the play, but Mumma of Anna in the right corner. She dashed to the rim along the baseline. She couldn't get that to drop. A lid on it for the Rockets. Ball slammed out of bounds by Rushi. Anna simply not shooting it well at all tonight. Credit Rushi's defense for a lot of that. Here's Cobb working hard down the lane around two blue jerseys. Shot was altered a little bit. Scooped it with the left from down around her knees. Missed it. It rolled off. Brennan Cobb probably 1-for-10 from the field in this game.
Yeah, that's just too hard of a shot he just took.
Outside the arc on the right, it's Francis for Rushi, and she dragged the pivot foot, turnover. Anna's got it back.
Hazel hadn't scored yet, or Hazel hasn't scored yet.
10-point lead for Rushi. Ball rotation, Reed in the lane, and there's an errant throw picked off by York of Rushi, and she makes a mad dash into the forecourt, drags the pivot foot.
Well, Rushi's turned the ball all three possessions in this half, and they still lead by 10.
After the first 2 minutes of the second half of this game, marred by mistakes from both teams.
Five turnovers by the two clubs.
Ball thrown by Anna into the post. There's another mistake. Deflection by Rushi. Intercepted. Three turnovers each to start the second half. Still a 10-point lead for Rushi. Borchers, nice bounce pass into the lane to Poling. On the arc to the three-point shooter. A long, high-arching floater. Swish! Oh, what a shot by Addison Chappie of Rushi. Bottom of the well. All net. And the lead for the Raiders swells to 13. Awkward drive by Anna. Shot deflected. Loose ball rebound to Anna. Ball dumped down inside on the play to Walters. Walters with a spin move. Good with the left hand. And that breaks a drought of about 6 minutes spanning two quarters for Anna. 26-15 Rushi. Quickly down the floor, Raiders. Shot inside, no good. Rebound stick back once, twice by Poling. And a foul on Anna as Ronnie Poling goes to work on the offensive glass.
I'm impressed by Borchers, boy. The sophomore took the ball around, made a nice play to the baseline.
Couple of free throws for Ronnie Poling, who was pounded on the wrist in the act of shooting. Free throw good. 27-15. Dozen point advantage for Rushi. 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. Anna Rockets have been thwarted offensively, stymied, held to 15 points. Great defense by Rushi, pulling nets two at the stripe. And the lead expands to 13 again. 28-15 Raiders. Anna with the ball outside the arc. It's Cobb. Coming out to catch it is Walters, who veers left into the corner. Reed circles, elbow on the left, hand off to Pettis for three. Got it! McKenna Pettis zeroes in from three-point land. That was a big one. Did she have a foot on the line, Chuck?
Nope, that was her. I was telling you that was her second three of the game.
Oh, it was a three-pointer.
Yeah, boy.
It looked good all the way, but Pettis. And then Anna ties up Rushi in front of the Raiders bench. Arrow favors the visiting team. 28-18 in favor of Rushi. 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. Rushi up and over the timeline. It is handled by Francis on the arc, and stepping in to force a jump is Jenna Walters. Arrow Anna. That goes down as another turnover.
Well, it was a turnover on the inbounds because she caught the ball and dribbled into the backcourt. There was no call, so that made it even right there.
A flurry of miscues in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Anna behind by 10. Big possession. Three ball Pettis again. Rim, backboard. It ricocheted away. Taken down by Addison Chappie of Rushi. She sprints up into the forecourt. Checked tightly by Mumaw. Ball thrown baseline left. Then dumped down inside for Poling. Poling trying to go to work on Pettis.
Wow.
Twisting bank shot. Makes it. Oh, that's a huge goal.
Tough shot.
Well done by Poling. Timeout. Anna 30-18. Rushi 3:56 to go. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, we've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. It's the family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylist, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Anna dribbling into traffic beneath the basket. It's Moomaw, and she has it stripped. Here comes Rushi, forecourt to the right. York goes baseline, still dribbles. Rushi up 10. Final 3:20, third quarter of this game. Outside the arc on the left is York. Oh, York finds an open player cutting to the rim. Caught and laid in. Finish by Haney. She's had a nice game off the bench for Rusha.
Yeah, boy, she's got eight also.
3 minutes to go here in the third. Biggest lead of this night for Rushi, 14. 32-18. Anna with possession. Here is McKenna Pettis probing the middle, diving into the lane, and a hatchet job has a hand raked across the back of her arm while delivering the ball toward the rim, and she is given two free throws. McKenna Pettis at the stripe. Sooner or later, Chuck, Brenna Cobb has got to start to light it up for Anna.
Yeah, she's got 2 points.
That's it, just two. Not even sure she's been on the floor the last minute or so.
No, I think she's getting a rat. No, she's out there.
Is she? There she is.
Yeah.
First free throw good by Pettis. Second shot converted as well. And it's 32-20 in favor of Rushi. Biggest lead had been 32-18 at the 3 minute mark there of the third quarter. Here is York, forecourt right for Rushi. Open player, low in the right, Haney. Beneath the rim, left it short, no good. Tough break. Had a makeable close-in bunny, couldn't convert. Anna got the board, down 12, 2.5 to go, third quarter. Ball pitch foul line to Bales. Bales gives it up on the perimeter to Pettis. Back to Bales, top of the key. High left. It goes on the plate of Moomaw. Here's Cobb. They clear the floor for her. Into the lane. Meets Poling. No shot available. Now to Moomaw in the right corner. Moomaw against York. Dribbling some more. Bales gets the ball. Top of the circle. Sets to shoot. And it's stripped by Rushi. Raiders alertly take it away. Bales took too long to release. And Rushi snatched the ball. Raiders dribble drive into the lane. Baseline right. A give to Haney. Overshot it, no good. Rebound in the lane area by York. No, off the heel. Here comes Anna, down 12. A minute 40 to go in the third. Rockets have the ball, forecourt to her left. Dribble drive, Cobb through a lot of traffic in the lane. Oh, there are two or three blue jerseys. Shot was modified again. No good, way short. Rushi snared the board. Here come the Raiders, forecourt right. York side court. And it's stolen on the play by Cobb. Bust out, right to left. En route to the rim, yes, for two. Goal in transition for Anna, 32-22, Rushi. 70 seconds to go, third quarter. That was Brenna Cobb's second field goal of this night. Anna knocks the ball out of bounds below Rushi's goal.
And I'll tell you what, she had to work hard for those two.
Uh-huh. 62 ticks on the clock. Very late third quarter. 10-point game in favor of Rushi. Ball being inbounded by the Raiders. Thrown on the arc to the three-point shooter. High Archer on the way. Yes! Addison Chappie zeroes in from distance.
That's her third.
Three triples for her. None has hit the rim. All cored, each one. 13-point game. Rushi matches its biggest lead. Here's a driving layup from the left wing by Walters. She's unmolested here all the way to the basket and blew it. Tie up on the rebound. It'll be Rushi's ball. Anna just not making shots.
No, they're all offensively. They've been out of sorts the entire evening.
35-22, Rushi, 39.7 left to go. here in the third quarter of this game. Hannah showing some token pressure here in backcourt. Rushi will bring it down. We're near the half-minute mark. Cross-court pass caught by Addison Chappie. Delivered in the lane to Celeste Borchers. Thrown to the right baseline for York. Stabbed out of bounds by Anna. 29 seconds to go here in the third. 13-point lead for Rushi. 35-22. York looks, peers in. Bad pass stolen by Cobb. Cobb, three on one, pulls up, foul line, bouncing, no good. Rebound down to Poling. It's knotted up on the play. Arrow says Anna will keep it. Rockets trail by 13 with 20.4 to go in the third. Ball lobbed into Cobb. Cobb splits two defenders, muscles to the rim, and hits it with the left hand. Well done by Cobb. She showed some fine know-how on that play. Here's Rushi down the floor, 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Runner in the lane, Addison Chappie, no good. Stick back is in. I think Haney got it in traffic.
I think it was Francis.
Francis or Haney, yep. Right in front. Goal counted. It was good. It beat the buzzer. Rushi in the lead, but 13 again after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
And serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Anna starts the fourth quarter with a steal and a jump shot good by Moomaw from 15 feet. Rushi had a 13-point cushion at the end of three, matching the biggest spread of the night. Anna slices it to 11. Opening 20 seconds of period number four. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others, as we noted. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. 5 second count against Rushi. Dribbling away between the circles was Addison Chappie. Anna ball down 11. 7:24 to go in the fourth. Situation was just the reverse, Chuck, in the first meeting. Anna led by 11 early in the fourth. Rushi stormed back, outscored Anna by 10 the rest of the way. Lost by one. Shoes on the other foot tonight. Anna trailing by 11 points. 7:07 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna ball, top of the circle. It is Walters. Walters has an avenue down the left side of the lane. Meets resistance from Poling. Hands off to a teammate. Jump shot fired by Vanessa Platfoot, 5'7 sophomore. In off the bench, short, no good. Rebound by Rushi, stolen by Cobb. Left-handed driving layup is in. Cobb uses the left hand so well. Dribbling down the floor, Rushi. High dribble, maybe a palm. It was ignored, not called. Borchers spun to the rim and banked it home. And it's back to 11 again, 39-28. And it sliced it to 9 briefly. 6:25 to go here in the fourth. Baseline right, little leaner, looped up there by Platfoot of Anna, short. Rebound Poling of Rushi. High dribble, but Poling down the floor, gives it up to Haney in the left corner. Oh, she goes along the baseline, whisks her way to the basket, and banks it in, unguarded. 41-28 in favor of Rushi. Here is Cobb for Anna. She took the ball at midcourt and blazed a trail to the rim, drew a two-shot foul in the paint, and she's at the stripe trying to lead Anna on a comeback mission. 6:02 to go in the fourth, 13-point game, Anna trailing. Rushi's had a fine streak here, Chuck, having won 6 of 7, looking for 7 of 8 here tonight.
Yeah, they're playing really well, and they're playing good teams very well.
Uh-huh.
It's the first time Cobb has gone to the free throw line tonight. That is unheard of for this young lady.
Yep. And she gets a lot of points at the stripe, shoots free throws at about 80%. Nets 2 here. So it's 41-30. Rushi by 11. 6 minutes to go in the game. Here come the Raiders sprinting down the floor. It is thrown on the arc to Borchers. Aims down inside for Poling. Passes high, and it goes out of bounds. Not touched by Anna. Rockets will bring it down.
Poor angle to try to enter to the post down there.
Yep. It was. Anna up and over the timeline. Faking left, going right. Cobb down the right side of the lane. A scooper high in the air. Overshot it. Didn't hit the rim. Rebounded by Rushi. Here come the Raiders with 5:36 to go in the fourth. Dribbling hard to the foul line, stopping, not shooting on the play, is Francis, who gave it up on the arc to Borchers. To Francis in the right corner. Good defense applied to Pettis. Now the ball fed to Haney. Haney open from the elbow in the right. Jumper, no, from 16. Rebound Poling in the lane. Powers to the rim. In and out, no good. Scrap for the board. Poling got it back, and she's clobbered. Oh, what work. What work on the offensive glass by Ronnie Poling. Man, is she tenacious tonight.
She's a good inside player. I like to watch. She has good footwork. She's strong, and boy, you're right. She doesn't stop playing.
41-30. Rushi in the lead. 5:07 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot upcoming, or I should say the first shot here for Poling, off to the right. Is that her first miss of this game?
Yeah, she was 4 for 4. That was ugly.
Second one here for Ronnie. Deficit for Anna is 12. The lead for Rushi's been 13 on a few different occasions. Now it's a dozen. Second shot is on the money. 42-30 on the Poling free throw. Rushi leads it. We played 3 minutes here in the fourth. Cobb, far right wing, starts a drive, attracts some body contact, foul against Rushi.
Scoring points with the clock stop. That's really the only way that Anna can get back in this game.
Two free throws here for Brennan Cobb of the Anna Rockets, who are down 12. Make it 11. Front rim, backboard, front rim and in. Second shot here.
All of a sudden, Brenna's got 11.
Yep, she's been real assertive in the fourth period. And Rushi's got to make sure they don't foul her. She converts twice at the stripe. 10-point game, just under 5 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Now, Anna is pressing Rushi on the inline down to her left, tries to get it onto the court of play. Anna gets a mitt on it, drives it out of bounds in the corner. Rushi will try again. Raiders are up 10, 42 to 32. First meeting earlier this year, Anna won at Rushi 45-44. Rockets have got to stage a big comeback here. Francis caught the ball in the forecourt for Rushi. Goes baseline, missed it, no good. Rebound follow-up by Poling is good. And a foul by Anna Poling, taking matters into her hands on the offensive glass.
Well, I mean, that was a big possession for Rushi, because if not, they could have got it under double figures in their next possession. But Poling playing very well.
Ronnie Poling at the free throw line here for Rushi. Three-point play opportunity. It's in the air. Swish, she hits it. 45-32. Rushi has restored its biggest margin of this game, 13 points. Anna's got the ball straight away. It is Moomaw. She veers left out of Cobb, 30 feet out. Cobb picked up by Francis, now sliding over his Poling. Cobb wanted to drive, couldn't. Fed it on the arc to the three-point shooter. A long one launched by Walters. Backboard no good. Rebound Rushi stolen, taken away by Anna and laid in. Well done. Was that Cobb on the two-pointer,
Chuck?
That was
Cobb.
Well, that was nifty. Clever steal. Here's York down the floor for Rushi.
Yes.
Enters the lane. Great dish. Poling couldn't get it to go. Rebound Anna. Down 11. 4 minutes left. Good board work there by Walters. Up the floor to Pettis. Handoff on the play to a teammate. Over guarding against Rushi. We've got three fouls on the Raiders here in this quarter. Two on Anna. Baseline right of the rim. Playmaker for Anna, Ava Reed. 5'6 sophomore. As the referees confer, 3:55 to go here in the fourth. The official hands the ball to Reed, who triggers it inbounds. Anna player not alert, top of the circle. Oh, she goes and gets it. Might have been over and back. It's Cobb who tracked it down, fed it up right corner to Reed. Now straight away to Walters with 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi by 11. Here's a dribble drive, baseline left. It is Pettis, feeds on the arc to Moomaw, who tries to size up a three, left it short. Rebound down to Rushi. Wide open player, right corner, shot fake by Borchers. Whoops. Drag the pivot foot.
They're up 11 points, and they've got 19 turnovers, 11 here in the second half.
It has been a fourth period fraught with mistakes for both teams. Rushi still with a double-digit lead. Cobb with a high dribble down the lane. Looking to go to work. Spin move. Dipsy-do up and under. Yes, and a foul on Rushi. Brenna Cobb trying to do her thing.
She's got a 10-point quarter going.
45-36. Scoreboard clock, though. A friend of Rushi. 3:15 to go in the fourth. Cobb for the three-point play. Misses. Rarely does she miss one at the strike. Did there. Pressure by Anna. Quickly, Rushi down the floor. Two-on-one break. Oh, a nice pass. Borchers hit the cutter coming in from the left wing. Was that Haney again, Chuck? What a game for her.
She's terrific.
Anna counters with a quick three. Long one, Pettis sprayed off the rim into the right corner. Cobb tracked it down. Drives. Scoops. Yes, and a foul on Rushi. Brenna Cobb trying to make a spectacular rally for Anna, which is still down 9 with 2:52 to go in the fourth.
She's all of a sudden, she's at 18 points.
Yep, she has been a fireball here the last 10 minutes or so of this game. Free throw hits the front rim, back rim, drops in, 47-39. Closest Anna's been in a while. Rushi to midcourt. It is Borchers firing across the floor, deflected, picked up though by Rushi. Jump shot away, elbow on the right. It is good. Launched in the play by Addison Shappy. Boy, she has sparkled with high percentage shooting from the outside. That was a deuce. It's back to 10, 49-39. That was a crucial shot. Hannah shoots the three, and the three-point launch results in a foul as Jenna Walters is decked.
Yeah, that was a senior Ronnie Poling not making a very good decision right there.
2:23 left in the fourth quarter. Anna down by 10 to Rushi, 49-39.
That was her fifth foul also.
Poling is out with five fouls. How many for her on the evening, Chuck?
She had 14.
Three free throws here for Anna in the person of Jenna Walters, who is knocked down while jettisoning up the three ball straight away from 25 feet. First foul shot is in. Second one is in and out. 49-40, Rushi. 2:23 to go in the fourth. Second free throw right here for Walters. One dribble, eyes the bucket, too hard. Good rebound on the play by the Rushi Raiders, snared by Haney. Oh, Haney has it stolen. Taken away by Anna in backcourt. Driving layup by Walters, got it. Anna within seven. 2:08 to go in the game. Ball thrown right corner to Borchers. Borchers looks for Faith York. Head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout. 2:05 to go. Two team fouls on Anna, five on Rushi. Raiders up seven on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, the Golf Day Furniture and Mattress Store, West Michigan in Sydney's got a big blowout sale. Inventory left over from the tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. One bargain after another. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Goffney, family-owned and operated, four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan, in Sydney. Rushi possession, a minute 54 to go, fourth quarter. Two team fouls on Anna, five on Rushi. Seven-point game. Raiders 49, Rockets 42. Rushi girls inbound into backcourt, handled by Addison Chappie, sprints up ahead against Moomaw, loops into the left corner to Celeste Borchers, to York in the paint, tries to make a tight pocket pass to Haney. Anna steals. Anna down seven, 90 seconds to go. Far right wing. On the dribble is Cobb. Cobb's 30 feet away. They spread the floor for Brenna. Top of the circle, step back three. Wide left, might have grazed the rim, went out of bounds. Almost an air ball. Rushi possession. Anna with an empty possession after Rushi went empty. 49-42 Raiders, a minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. 10 players in backcourt, the heat being applied. Cobb knocks it out.
If you're Rush, you've got to quit throwing the ball into whoever Cobb is guarding, because she's stealing the ball every time.
Here is Rushi in backcourt. It's Addison Chappie up ahead to York. York loops it to Borchers. Out of trouble to York. High right. Here comes Anna fouling the third one. 1:06 to go in the game. Rushi up 7, 49-42. It has been a 13-point game on a few different occasions. Ball inbounded on the play by the Raiders. York is at the Rockets logo, center circle, hooked on the play, but flat foot of Anna. The next foul sends Rushi to the stripe. 56.6 to go here in the fourth. Ball looped into backcourt. Nice catch by Addison Chappie. She's bumped on the play, but flat foot of Anna. Addison Chappie, two free throws coming, 53 seconds to go. If Rushi makes a high percentage of its fouls, Chuck, from here on out, this one's in the books.
Yeah, they should win it. Right now they've got two freshmen and three sophomores on the floor.
Both teams started two frosh, two seniors and a junior. Both clubs now go every bit 10 deep. Head coach Michael Bayshore, Rushi, Randy Huber, Anna, working with a lot of depth. A lot of talent, both teams, youthful talent. First free throw missed by Addison Chappie. Second one is perfect. 50-42, Rushi by 8. Anna, forecourt to her left, dribble drive. Blackfoot down the right side of the lane. Threw it up on the run, overshot it. Rebounded below the basket on the play by Rushi's Claudia Haney. She's bear hugged, fouled. She'll get two at the other end, 42.5 to go. 50-42 in favor of Rushi. First time around, Anna won by one, 45-44 at the Rushi gym. Raiders trying to turn the tables on the Rockets here tonight. What a game for Haney off the bench. Free throw right on the money. How many?
13.
Wow. She could be working on a Clancy's, maybe.
Well, I might add her in there. I think Addison Chappie's had a heck of a game.
Mm, sure has. Yep, her outside jump shooting has been very, very good.
I could probably pick four, quite honestly.
Haney converts twice at the stripe, and it's a 10-point game, 52-42. 30 seconds to go. Deep right corner, Anna shoots a three. It is in and out, no good, tough break. Rebound hooked in. Was that Cobb who
yes,
got the rebound?
Was.
Oh, my goodness. Brennan Cobb got the rebound among three taller blue shirts and hooked in a seven-footer. Full timeout called. Anna, eight-point game, half minute to go. Rushi in the lead, 52-44 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Oh, you won't believe the big savings at your Pro Hardware store on East Pike in Jackson Center. 15% off on everything, including Century hand tools, made in America, lifetime warranty. You can't beat Century. Plus kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too, at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Anna fouls. Rushi makes one of two free throws. Addison Chappie splits the pair. Scoreboard reads 52-45. I don't think that's right, Chuck, is it? Here's a long three made by Cobb. Longest shot of the night, 28-footer outside the arc on the right. Scoreboard reads 52-48. They gave a free throw, I think, to Anna instead of Rushi. I think it should be 53-47.
47. Anna's got 47.
I think Rushi's got 53.
And there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
There we go.
53-47.
Scoreboard finally caught up with me. for once in my life, I was right about the wrong scoreboard.
Well, and Prinnikov has 18 points in the fourth quarter. It's just 24 for the game.
53-47. Anna, at the half of this game, had how many points, Chuck?
At 13.
So Anna working on a 34-point second half. Rushi had 23 at the break. 30-point second half for Rushi, which is up 6, 16 seconds to go. 10 players in backcourt. Everybody shooting 2 here during the waning seconds of this game. Ball inbounded on the play to York, shoved in the back was Faith. Good call by the referee. And he caught the hand in the middle of the back applied by the Rockets defender. And shooting 2 is Faith York for Rushi. Not much ticked off the clock on that play. Still 15.2 to go. Foul shot by York. Lips the rim. No good. Still a 6-point game. It's 2 threes. Rushi needs to make this to make it a 3-possession contest with 15.2 to go. York's got it. Rushi 54, Anna 47. Here come the Rockets in a hurry. 11 seconds to go. Cobb on the arc. Wants to step back and shoot it. She's double-teamed. Gives it to Walters. Walters to Pettis. Here's a long high archer from 28 feet. Wide left. Rebound Cobb. Fadeaway shot at the buzzer. No good. And the Rushi Raiders have defeated the Anna Rockets 54-47. As Rushi holds off Anna, which makes a comeback bid over the final two quarters, but falls short. All the credit in the world to Rushi tonight. Terrific defensive game for three quarters on Brennan Cobb, who then went wild in the fourth. Rushi solid offensively throughout from start to finish. Pretty daggone consistent. The better team tonight won the ball game. That's all there is to it. Anna played a little better than Rushi in the game earlier in the year at Rushi and won that one. But here tonight, the Raiders victorious. Final difference 7, 54-47. We'll return to close it out in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Well, a stirring finish to this game by Brennan Cobb of Anna, who poured in nearly 20 points, I think, in the fourth quarter.
18 in the fourth quarter, 24 for the game.
One play after another by Brenna. Claudia Haney, Addison Chappie, and others were stellar for Rushi. They made a number of Wise Bridge plays throughout this game. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Great offensive game for the Rushi Raiders, who teamed that up with fine defense for most of the night.
Yeah, well, they gave up 24 points in the first three quarters and 23 in the fourth quarter. 18 of those went to Brennan Cobb. They were out-rebounded 29-17. What kept them in contact a little bit, 21 turnovers by the Raiders tonight, 13 for Anna. 12-17 from the free-throw line. Rushi, 10-13 for Anna. Individual scoring for the Raiders, they were really balanced. They had three girls in double figures. Addison Chappie had 15, Claudia Haney had 14, Ronnie Poling had 14. I want to go with Addison and Claudia Haney as my players for Rushi. On the other side, pretty unbalanced. 24 points for Brenna Cobb, and they got 8 from Pettis and 8 from Walters and 7 from Moomaw. Got beat 54-47. Brenna Cobb, obviously my player of the game for the Rockets.
This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Rushi girls basketball team rolling at the right time. Raiders have now won 7 of their last 8 victorious here tonight over Anna at the Rockets Gym by a 7-point difference. A quick look at the Shelby County Athletic League standings. Second and third place, Rushi now 7-3 in the SCAL, 2 games remaining. Bodkins and Fort Loramie. Anna with the loss tonight, now 7-4. Anna's got 1 game left. That's with Bodkins. If Anna wins that, Rockets wind up 8-4. Rushi's got to win both games over Bodkins and Fort Loramie to take second place outright. If Rushi splits the final 2 and Anna wins its game over Bodkins, then the 2 clubs wind up in a dead heat for second place in the Shelby County Athletic League on the girls' side with marks of 8-4. Rushi now 11-8 overall on the year. Anna now 10-9. Upcoming for the Rushi Raiders, coached by first-year man Mike Bayshore, who's done one heck of a job. This Saturday, Rushi entertains Bodkins, goes to Marion Local on Tuesday, February 6th, home with Fort Loramie on Thursday, February the 8th. Meanwhile, Anna, under head coach Randy Huber, it is a game with Marion Local this Saturday on the road. Both Rushi and Anna have Marion Local left. Then a road game at Bodkins 1 week from this Thursday. And then on Tuesday, February 13th, Anna closes out the year here against St. Henry. As I said, Anna now has played 11 SCAL games. Rushi 10. That's the way things shake out. We've got Anna Rushi boys in action from right here at the Anna Gym this coming Friday night. Tip off about 7:15 on the air, about a quarter or 20 till 7 with our pregame. And then this coming Saturday night, Jackson Center Minster boys should be an outstanding game from Jackson Center. Tip off time for the varsity tilt, more like 6:15, not 7:15. JV tilt starts around 5. Jackson Center and Minster this coming Saturday. And that's our lineup for the rest of the week, Chuck.
Looking forward to it. Should be a good game here. Anna's got enough talent that if Rushi comes in here and overlooks them, the Rockets can play with them. And then, boy, Saturday night, that should be a heck of a game.
Yeah, 2 really good boys games coming up on Friday and Saturday nights here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, Anna Rushi on Friday. Jackson Center, Minster from the Tigers Gym on Saturday night. For our great online audience, thanks for listening to us tonight. We'll find out here shortly how many joined us for this broadcast tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. But thank you very much for tuning in on a crummy weather night. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. And thanks as well to Keaton Metz, the Anna Athletic Director, who every time we are here rolls out the red carpet, or I should say the green carpet. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna. Final score, Rushi girls 54, Anna 47.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.